Swine flu has some people rattled. Even though health experts say that you cannot contract it from eating pork, some people say they're cutting back just the same. But one Chinese singer thinks there's another reason to forego any kind of meat. Long Quan is worried about global warming, and she says going vegetarian can do more, faster, to help the earth than just about anything else. The world's Mary Kay Magstad has today's global hit.
Long Quan has a message for Chinese and anyone else who wants to save the planet. The song is called Lohas Queen.
Lohas stands for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability. And in China, we translate it into Le Huo, which I like more because it kind of emphasizes on the happy part, because Le Huo means happy living.
There's a whole Lohas movement in China these days. It encourages people to take bikes rather than cars, use energy wisely, and recycle everything. Long Quan would go even further.
I think the most important thing is to be a vegetarian or a vegan. That's better, because that covers so many aspects of the Lohas lifestyle. It's more healthy for yourself, and it's good for the environment, and it saves so much resources for the planet, and also helps people a lot.
The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization backs this up. It issued a report a couple of years ago that said the raising, slaughtering, and processing of livestock contributes more to greenhouse gases than emissions from cars. Long Quan remembers her distress at hearing all this when the FAO report first came out. She was even more worried when she heard that meat consumption in the developing world, including China, has increased fivefold since 1970. She promptly switched from being vegetarian to vegan, cutting out all animal products from her diet, and she started urging her Chinese fans to do the same.
So I thought, you know, we should give them a chance to do things right, because maybe they don't know what they did wrong to make the planet like this, and maybe they need someone to tell them.
This song is called Wake Up My Love. Long Quan says she uses every concert, every interview, every media appearance to try to make people more aware of what they can do to help turn things around before it's too late. Still, she says, she's encouraged that she hears every day from Chinese who have decided to go vegetarian or at least cut down on meat because of what they've heard from her. Long Quan says her fears for the planet's future have actually helped her appreciate her life now more. She says she's actually a pretty happy person these days, as opposed to her late teenage years in London a decade ago, when she was a guitarist and backup singer for the punk band Mika Bomb.
Just like every kid when he's 18 or 19, I was angry about a lot of things. And I didn't know, I haven't learned or haven't found out what to do with those things. So the only reaction I could have was anger. So the world to me then was like black and white, and good or bad. It's like I either love it or I hate it.
Then she grew a little older, started to meditate, became vegetarian, and she says became a lot more centered and sunny, something not all her fans from her punk days really appreciate.
So people find that my songs are so happy now. It's like my person is so happy now, and sometimes they're not used to it because I used to be really kind of cool to them. It's like always cool and complicated, but now I'm just simple and happy.
Just which is what you hear in songs like this one, called Lotus Flower. It's a song of travel and discovery, about living life fully.
Because life is a gift, and it could be taken away anytime if you're not using it properly, if you're not treasuring it.
Sometimes even if you are.
Yeah, but, you know, you always discover something.
Long Quan hopes more Chinese discover the value of leaving a light footprint. She knows it's a hard sell to get newly prosperous Chinese to cut back on one of the signs of that prosperity, a diet packed with meat, but she's trying anyway. And with this song, Loha's Queen, having shot to the top of the charts in China, she thinks she has reason to be optimistic. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.
From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening to The World.